night, I slipped my boyfriend up to my apartment. You know my apartment? Well, it's one of those small one-room affairs. No visitors allowed. We were feeling high in that delicate moment, Drew and I. We tried to be quiet because we thought we heard some neighbors on the stairs. Just then, the inner door bed broke down. And we went round and round. As we fell flat, he reached for his hat. While the neighbors outside yelled, "Who's in there? Who's in there? Is anyone hurt? Say, who's in there?" I yelled, "There's nothing wrong. Just Miss Blackstone moving the furniture, that's all." They left, but not for long. We tried again. It was fine, and then a darned old bed went squeak, 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 squawk, coiled again. This time the neighbors really yelled. So I grabbed my cape, and we made our exit down the fire escape. A taxi cab came by. We caught it on the fly. We picked up where we left off up there, and the darned old thing went chug, 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 and the taxi cab broke. What a night everything happened to me is the damnedest thing. There we were, stranded in the country. Not a living person was in sight. It was getting kind of chilly, so was my boyfriend Elmer. Don't be silly. And we were wondering where we'd both spend the night. Well, it was daylight when we reached a country inn. I said, "Alas, looks like a hell of a spot to sin." But before the sun arose, I got up and put on my clothes. Now, what do you think? Damn it all, Elmer broke down!